Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is from our gospel reading, Gospel according to John, and we're going to be focusing on verse 5 of that passage. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Will you pray with me? Lord God, Heavenly Father, so thankful for the gifts that you give us, especially the gift of the light of the world, Jesus Christ. We pray that this word that we hear of him that is proclaimed, send your Holy Spirit to point to him as the light shining in the darkness, enlightening us, purifying us, and giving us life. We ask this in his name. Amen. So this is a picture taken by a professional photographer some years ago of the Grotto of the Nativity. So the Grotto of Nativity is an underground cave that is part of the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. And this is where many people believe that God's Son came into the world, where he was born. Now, this is kind of a little contrast to what we're used to. I mean, how many of us have a nativity set, right? Okay, you know, you got baby Jesus, you got Mary and Joseph, and the shepherds, and everyone else, angels. But it always seems to be like this above-ground thing, where it's kind of like a barn, maybe, almost. And he was born in a barn and laid in a manger, and okay, that's fine. But actually, that's not really what it was kind of like back in the day. The animals and all the storage was probably in a cave of some kind and not a building of some sort. So that's why this cave is underground. It's in the dark. And every Christmas Eve, pilgrims from around the world get to come to this cave. And they get to light candles to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And so it's kind of actually bittersweet to look at this because the pandemic that we're in currently has curtailed that completely. But still, candles burning in a dark cave, it's a perfect fit to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Light shining in the darkness. That's how John describes the incarnation of Jesus Christ. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So John here is not talking about natural light, not talking about burning candles. He's not even talking about the sun. He's talking about Jesus. The Word made flesh, who dwelt, who tabernacled among us, who is full of life and grace and truth. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So it begs the question, what is this darkness? I mean, is this just simply the absence of light, or is this something else that John is telling us? Well, darkness, not only in this passage, but throughout the Gospel of John, has multiple meanings. There's the darkness that is ignorance, you know, lack of knowledge, no discernment, no wisdom that people have. Darkness is evil, wickedness, sinfulness, lawlessness. And yes, darkness is definitely death. And so it is into this darkness that the light of Jesus Christ shines into, illuminating it, giving wisdom, giving light, giving all of this stuff. And that's a good thing. At least we think so. Light shining in the darkness, it's not always something we welcome. You know, for example, If you ever watch like any kind of horror movie or suspense movie, you know how scary the darkness can be. But even more terrifying is when someone turns on the lights in that darkness. You know, the heroine is stumbling around in a dark room. The killer is stalking her. And she pauses, feels for the light switch on the wall, and clicks it on. And there he is, knife raised, ready to strike. Or the intrepid adventurer going into that dark tomb of an ancient king. But all he hears is this little tiny skittering sound. And so he takes his torch and thrusts it into there, and suddenly it reveals that there is thousands of cockroaches all over the place, just scattering all over. If you don't like cockroaches, that's truly horrifying. Or a young couple walking down the hall of an abandoned asylum in a post-apocalyptic world, and they suddenly hear this scuffling, moaning sound in the darkness. They take their flashlight and turn it on, and suddenly that light reveals that they're surrounded by zombies coming right at them. Yeah, darkness is scary, but when the lights are turned on, it reveals everything. It exposes everything. So when you and I are in the darkness of our sin and unbelief, we do not welcome the light at all. When we are in the darkness of ignorance, where we truly believe that anything, even just a little tiny bit of what we think, say, or do, counts to God as righteousness, the lights snap on, the knife comes down, and the word hits our hearts. No one is righteous. Not one, no one will be declared righteous before God by their works. When we are stumbling in the darkness of our sin, where we know the evil that we do is evil, and yet we give into it anyway, we do it anyway, and then the lights snap on and we scatter like cockroaches because God judges us right there in that moment. And when we are stumbling around in the darkness of death, and yes, not just physical death, as horrifying as that is, but a life of death, where we seek meaning, ultimate meaning in anything, in money, in relationships, in beauty, in power, in influence, how many likes we get, where we try to find ultimate meaning, significance, apart from Jesus, and that's when the lights come on. And we are exposed as dead people walking. No, we don't always welcome the light in the darkness. But then, we know there are times when we are truly grateful that the light shines in the darkness. You know, think of the times when the lights came on for you. You know, that light bulb just popped up above your head. You realized you were going down the wrong path, and now you know the truth, and you're able to turn around and come back to safety. Or think about the time, especially during these cold months, when you step into the sun, if I can get there, after a cold, dark night, and you feel the heat and the warmth and the light, and it just feels so good. Or think about that flashlight beam stabbing through the dark forest, and all of a sudden, it lights up the little girl that was lost in the woods, but now is found. In the same way, when Jesus shines into your darkness with his light, it's not to condemn you in it, but to save you from it. But he saves you not by removing you from the darkness, but by shining into the darkness When God comes among us in the flesh, and as God in the flesh, he experiences the darkness of our ignorance. Remember, he comes among us. He comes to his own, but his own do not receive him. And he faces the darkness of our wickedness, where Jesus is rejected, where he is mocked, where he is ridiculed, and eventually he is physically beaten and flogged, and a crown of thorns is pressed in his scalp, a beam of a cross is laid across his bloody striped back, and he is forced to go to the cross, where he faces the darkness of death, where all of your darkness of sin, all of my darkness of sin is laid upon him, and it snuffs the light out. Until the light shines in the darkness. When Jesus comes alive 3 days later in the darkness of the tomb, and he steps out into the sun, where the sun shines into the darkness with his salvation, his forgiveness, his eternal life. Oh, yes. He shines in the darkness. He shines into your darkness and mine. When we are stumbling in the darkness of not having the knowledge that we have a creator, that we have a Lord, that we have a God who loves us, Jesus shines into our darkness with the truth that he is our God, that he loves us, that he saves us purely by his grace. When we are stumbling in the darkness of our evil and wickedness, that we're enslaved by it, and we can't set ourselves free, Jesus shines into that darkness with his light, overcoming our sinfulness through his death and resurrection. And yes, when we are stumbling in the darkness of death, not just physical death, but a life that is just meaningless apart from our Lord and Savior, he shines into our darkness with his light, that he gives us life. And not just that we're alive, but he gives us abundant life, where we truly live by his grace. There are so many times we are grateful that his light shines into our darkness, where we are made the children of God, where we become his holy people, his church. And speaking of churches, we are not the only church to go through dark times. We are not the only church to go through the darkness of a long pandemic. No. Actually, this pandemic, even at the beginning of it, was being compared to the influenza pandemic back in 1918. Same thing happened. Everything was shut down, stay at home, wearing masks. It was dark times. And there was a pastor at a church that was trying to figure out, well, how can I bring the good news of Jesus during Christmas time to this world in darkness? You know, he didn't have the advantage of Zoom or Facebook Live or anything else like that. All he had was his church building. And he got an idea. His church building had these huge, massive stained glass windows, each one depicting the entire life of Christ, from conception all the way to his ascension into heaven. And so he got some floodlights and put them inside the church, shining through the windows, shining Jesus out into the darkness of the world. And anyone passing by would see the light shining through the church, see Jesus, his story of love for you and me. When you become children of God, when you believe in his name, when he makes you his own people, The light of Jesus shines into the darkness of the world. This world that is in darkness of ignorance doesn't know salvation, doesn't know that there is forgiveness of sin. The light of Jesus shines through you, through the truth that you confess about Jesus. In this world that is stumbling in wickedness and evil, they see the light of Jesus shine through your love for one another, your forgiveness for one another. And yes, when this world is in the darkness of death, they see the light of Jesus shine through your life. The life that Jesus gives to you, the abundant life that he pours out into your life through his grace and mercy. You know what? It's as if we're a bunch of candles shining in the darkness of this world. But this is only possible when Jesus comes among us as that baby born in Bethlehem. The light of the world born in the darkness of a cave, shining his light into your darkness and mine, enlightening us with his truth, purifying us with his holiness, and giving us abundant life. Amen.